Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The Burt Show.
I don't even care what you guys did last night, because Kristen and I, what we did is better. I don't even need to know. But you know what? You know what? Let's just make it official. What'd you do last night?
You really want to rub in how much better your night was than mine?
So much better.
So my cat has another GI infection, or it's the same GI infection. This is off to a great start. It's the same GI infection, but it didn't clear up the first time, so she's taking these antibiotics. And I don't know if you've ever tried to give a cat medicine, but it's not easy. And so I spent most of the night on the floor, we're doing our bracket that we have to do later. So getting a cat to pay attention for an hour and a half, that was fun. And then having to get the syringe of this antibiotic, which I guess is very tart, because every time I would squirt it into her mouth, her gag reflex would start up, because then she would start drooling, I guess you could say. She would start dry heaving, and then snot would come out of her nose, and then giant loogies would come out of her face. Yeah. And
I feel bad.
It's literally like having a toddler. I've got spit up all over me, and I'm just like, please take this, because I can't walk past the litter box anymore. It smells terrible.
Well, I stand corrected. Your night was way better than Chris's.
Yeah, it was a night for sure.
How do you get a cat, and was this the kitten or is this the older
cat?
Yeah,
this is my baby.
Yeah, how do you get a cat to take a... I'd never even thought about this before.
I will say my kitten, Betty, she's a ragdoll, so she's very zen. Ragdolls are known for just kind of being like ragdolls. They'll just kind of flop however you need them to flop. They're almost like dogs in a way. And so I just kind of scoop her up like a little baby, and I just look at her and I pet her and I go, it's going to be okay, even though I know it's not going to be okay, because she's going to be throwing up on me in the next 30 seconds. And basically you just kind of prop open her mouth. You get the syringe, and then you just gotta squirt and go for it. And normally the syringe doesn't go all the way to the front by the time she moves her face and gets it out of the way. So you have to do it a couple of times, which really sucks. I wish I could just do it all in one go, because then it would suck and then it'd be over. But it's 15 minutes of me chasing her around the apartment being like, please stop. We need to get this
hassle.
In.
Yeah. All right, Mo, let's prove that Kristen had a night and I had a night way better than yours.
No, you did. What did I do? I went to the gym. I worked for about 4 or 5 hours. I had some meetings. I spoke to family and read a book. Went to sleep.
Wow. What books do you read? Do you read self-help books or fiction?
Self-help books all the time. Yeah, I'm reading a book called Atomic Habits right now.
Oh, one of my best friends loves that book.
Yeah, it's a great book.
What's that deal all about?
It teaches you how to make your habits come together to form a successful resolution. So I think the best example that it gives you is when you are trying to, for example, if you're trying to quit smoking, instead of telling people, if someone says, do you want to smoke? You don't say, I quit smoking. You say, I'm not a smoker. So it kind of teaches you to adjust your mindset to be something as opposed to doing something, so your brain just does it unconsciously after a while.
I'm finger quotes reading Diary of a CEO by Stephen Bartlett right now, and I will never feel like more of a loser than when I can't get through an entire motivational book. It just speaks volumes.
You need motivation to get through.
I need a book to read that book.
But maybe his motivation doesn't speak to you.
No, it's me, man.
No.
it's not Stephen Bartlett. It's me. It's definitely me. Kristen and I, and we're going to get into this more later on in the show. I would say, looking back at the 20-something years of Burt's Big Adventure, for me, it was a top 5 moment last night.
I wept because it was so beautiful.
Ooh. We had a Burt's Big Adventure kid that is connected to Andy Grammer through his mom, and the things that she used to do when he was seizing up, mm-hmm. right?
When he would have, when Liam would have seizures, his mom would sit there and hold him and sing a very specific Andy Grammer song. And if she got to the end of the song, she knew if he was still seizing, she'd have to give him his medication, like his life-saving medication. So it obviously that song became very, very important, very, very sentimental to them.
So we went backstage last night, and we'll tell you more about this later on, but Andy Grammer couldn't have been any nicer with that family. Like, I feel like he wanted to do that more than he wanted to do his concert last night.
Yeah.
It was awesome, and he sang for the family, and we got audio of it, but it was a really touching night, and a couple of times this morning, I'm going to thank you guys for allowing us to do those things, because without you guys donating to Burt's Big Adventure, we never have that opportunity, but to watch that family and the closeness they had last night on a magical night for that family is only possible because you guys constantly donate.
Did you catch yourself? Because, I mean, obviously you have Andy Grammer sitting there, and this was very impromptu. That wasn't like him singing to Liam wasn't supposed to happen. That was all him. So you watch Andy and then you watch Liam, but my eyes were on Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to see that cry. Didn't take long.
It was...
didn't take long at all. All right, so you're wondering now if a server played you or not.
Oh, I'm not wondering. Abby and I know, and bless Cassie, she thinks this was just like the sweetest compliment. And Abby, like, and Cassie was the one that started this by saying, oh, my God, that was so sweet. And then Abby and I are like, girl, she's just fishing for a bigger tip. Like, what are you talking about? So what had happened was my Abby, Cassie, and I went out to dinner together just to have a little, like, it wasn't even a girls' night. We met at 5 p.m. because, you know, we had the show the next day.
It was a girls' afternoon.
It was, yes, a girls' late afternoon. So we meet to have dinner and a drink. And so we're sitting there and we're chatting and we're vibing or whatever. And it was a lovely dinner, like great conversation. It was a fantastic dinner. And then our server comes over and lays down the check. And when she does, she goes, I just want to tell you guys, you all have just a great vibe.
She said, you guys have the best energy.
Yes.
You guys have the best energy.
You just have really great energy. I really enjoyed serving you this evening.
And did you have any interaction with her before that? Were you guys getting in any conversations or anything? Or
no, just kind of like a basic server, servee interaction. Like, do you want this? Do you want the red flakes on your pasta or not on your pasta? I mean, just kind of quick back and forth. But admittedly, I will say for the first like half second that she said that, I took it as a compliment. I was like, oh my God, like she thinks we're like really cool and like nice. And then as she was putting down the check, I was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense.
Oh, she said it as she was putting the check?
Yes. Yeah. So she lays down the check and she's saying this as she's laying down the check. And again, we'd never had a deep conversation. She was a good server. I mean, there wasn't anything extraordinary about it. There wasn't anything bad about it. She was a good server. Yeah. But we never had like any kind of like meaningful conversation throughout the dinner, right? Throughout the service. So she lays that down and she says that. And it wasn't like she said it once. It's like she kind of reiterated it. Like she said it two or three times about our energy, right? And just like what a pleasure it was to serve us. And then we're like, oh, thank you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she walks away. And then, God, sweet little oblivious Cassie, she was like, oh my God, guys, did you hear that? she thinks we have good energy. This is great for the, this is what we were talking about. This just, and she like turned it into this like huge message into what we were talking about. And I kid you not, Abby and I both look at her and go,
what's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Aww. She just wants a bigger tip.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This might be a win for Sean Diddy Combs in all of these civil cases he's got going on with attorney Tony Busby. Well, actually, it is a big win.
I didn't think I'd ever hear that sentence again.
Right? We're going to be talking about this for a long time. But right now, well, Texas attorney Tony Busby has been that big guy behind all of these civil cases for Sean Diddy Combs. And the most recent headline to come out of this was that Sean Diddy Combs' legal team was like, listen, this dude's not even licensed in New York. He can't even represent all of his clients that are supposed to be going to court in New York. Like, we need this to be dismissed, or we need a different lawyer to be able to take on these cases. And Tony was like, no, like, I can get special permission to be able to do this in New York. You're allowed to do it at least once. Like, you can get special permission to do it if you're not licensed in a state. But apparently, he was wrong, because now Tony Busby is withdrawing from representing plaintiffs in 15 sex trafficking lawsuits against Sean Diddy Combs in New York's Southern District because he's not licensed to do so, despite the fact that he said, I'm going to be able to do it. He's not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, so New York was like, ha, 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 listen, Texas boy, nah.
You know they love that.
But basically, he's not giving up these cases. There's just going to be a different attorney that's going to take them on. So they'll be pushed off to different New York-based law firms, and he's still going to be taking on any case that he is licensed to be able to do so in whatever state. But this is kind of a big deal for Sean Diddy Combs, because I feel like Tony Busby has been so highly publicized in this case that I feel like, you know, they're just going to get like some random to take it on, that it might not have as big star power to be able to take on these cases and come out winning.
This is the kind of thing that even if Diddy is set free next week, judge comes in and says, not enough evidence, go free, he's still done. He's still done. Even if a judge says, you know what, I'm throwing everything out. He's so radioactive now. In the court of public opinion, people will associate him with the accusations for the rest of his life.
In the court of public opinion, I feel like he's definitely done. But I wouldn't be shocked if he were to be set free if people in the industry still affiliated themselves with him.
For sure.
Really?
I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Just because of power?
Yep. 1,000%.
Well, the tough thing about him, if he, like, let's say he does get released, which I do not see happening, I feel like he would, the rest of his life, he's going to be fighting his entire reputation. He'd probably take the other women to court. It would be a series of defamation lawsuits trying to clear his name. And then by that point, he's going to be like 70 years old. And then, like, really, what's the point of having a good reputation in the court of public opinion when you just need to retire at that point?
Yeah.
So Diddy is done. Somebody who is not done, though, is Millie Bobby Brown, because she has really been speculated that she is going to be the star of the Britney Spears biopic that is getting made. She has this bleach blonde hair now, which I know she has a role that she currently just finished up rapping with Chris Pratt, where she has blonde hair, but people think that she dyed her hair blonde specifically so that she embodies that Britney Spears look. And on top of that, every time I've seen her do some kind of interview recently promoting that movie with Chris Pratt, she's wearing some kind of outfit that's a nod to the 90s. She was wearing an outfit that was kind of a nod to Fran Drescher in The Nanny, and then there was an outfit where she looked like she was dressing up as Drew Barrymore from, I think, 50 First Dates or something like that. So people think she is really campaigning hard for this role.
I don't think it should be Millie. You and I were talking about this artist the other day, Tate McRae.
You think Tate McRae should be Britney Spears?
I do.
Absolutely not.
What do you think? Well,
first of all, I think Tate McRae really wants to separate herself from that Britney Spears brand. Like, I think she wants to be Tate McRae, despite the fact that she has so many similarities to Britney as an artist. Mm-hmm. I want some random nobody who has been working their tail off to become an actress, and I want this to be their big break. I want them to look like Britney and act like Britney. I hope they're like a Southern actress or something, because as much as I love Millie Bobby Brown, every time I see her in a role, I go, that's Millie Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be really tough to watch Millie Bobby Brown play Britney Spears if she ends up getting the role, which she says she's not confirmed to do so.
I know that I think, you know, there everything's in the talks. But for me personally, I, you know, if it's done, you know, basically, if with or without me, I am so, so, so excited for it. And I think it's going to be a brilliant story with a brilliant, you know, core, which is Britney.
So it's like she's doing Britney's bad English accent.
Honestly, maybe picking a British actress might be the most on-brand thing for a Britney Spears biopic. But yeah, I want a nobody. I want a nobody who's a good dancer, who's a little Southern, that has that Britney Spears energy, but doesn't remind me of another A-list actress, a.k.a. Millie Bobby Brown. All right, Kanye West is looking to get canceled again, and this time he's coming after Beyonce and Jay-Z's youngest kids. I'll tell you what he tweeted about them on your next E-Buzz on the Bird Show.
He's tweeting about kids.
Oh, is he?
Uh-huh. And it's,
you haven't seen it?
It's heinous. Ooh. Like, it is. He crossed the line.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's crossed quite a few lines up to this point, but he I didn't think he was going to go this far.
The Burt Show.
I would like to get permission from Kristen to talk about something stunning and beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Your forehead.
Oh, you idiot.
All right. So, Kristen and I, before we went to go see Andy Grabber last night, grabbed ourselves a drink at, what's the name of that place?
Del Bar, right next to, it's literally across the street from Buckhead Theater.
My God, has Buckhead changed so much, man. I felt like Austin Powers last night. Anyway, so Kristen and I are sitting there and we take a picture, and I've been doing this thing that I saw on TikTok lately that you take a picture of someplace, but you don't really quite take the picture of so people can totally identify where you are. And then you say, hey, if you can identify where I am, but then come up to me, I'll give you $100. So we took this picture last night, and Kristen looked like she was about 24 years old.
God bless you, child.
And not only that, when I posted it last night, I got a bunch of DMs from people going, oh my God, what? She is aging backwards. It looked so good. Your picture looked so good. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Aw, thanks.
And are we allowed to talk about the next level Botox?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I talk about it on my spots with Dr. Elizabeth. So this, all right, this is not one of my paid spots here.
No.
This is just Bert being mesmerized by my forehead.
Because I'm going in to see her, and I don't care what she's got to do, but I want your forehead.
Okay, so I've been going to Atlanta Face and Body for 7 years now, seeing Dr. Elizabeth, and I've tried Xeomin and Botox and Daxxify.
What's the first one you said?
Xeomin.
Oh, okay.
Xeomin's, what did you think I said? Mm-hmm. So Xeomin's a little tamer, a little lighter. Botox, you get a little more oomph, and then Daxxify is basically like nothing.
Yeah.
And so as I've aged, I've realized I need stuff that's a little more potent, that's going to last a little longer. So yeah, I've been on my last appointment. I did Daxxify, and it just really cements the no wrinkles,
dang,
man.
Dude, it looks good. You got a hell of a forehead.
Your forehead is back.
I want that forehead, man. Yeah. I think it's the combination of everything. Also, you working out now, probably drinking more water.
Yeah, for sure.
Plus
that
stuff in your forehead, it all is coming together really, really well, man. Like, you look great.
I would be foolish to be like, yeah, no, it's just, I did strength training for a week. Look at my forehead.
I eat more protein now.
Look at my forehead.
Look at my forehead.
Strength training is really helping out my forehead. Yeah. I will say I've been chugging water like nobody's business, thanks to the additional workouts or whatever. But yeah, props goes to Dr. E at Atlanta Face and Body and Daxxify.
Okay, spell it for me.
Daxxify.
Okay.
And that's the stuff I get injected into my forehead, into my levins, and a little bit of the crow's area. I still like my laugh lines around my eyes. But yeah, we figured it out. We got the right mix going on right now. So I got a baby butt forehead, man.
We need to take like a Burt Show field trip to Dr. E, because I know Cassie wants to get some done. No, Burt wants to get some done.
Serious, man. That is a pristine forehead.
I'm pushing 30.
When I say, you guys, when we took that picture and he posted it, he, no joke, talked to me for a solid 15 minutes about my forehead.
It's glorious.
So smooth.
It's the most glorious forehead I've ever seen.
We should project movies on it.
Did he say, gonna touch it?
Thank God, no, he didn't. He starts rubbing it like a genie in a bottle.
Yes. Give me my three wishes, B. Give me my three wishes.
Dang it, Mo. I stole your break with her forehead.
That's not glorious, isn't it?
Forehead is ruining dreams, man. It is what it is. We can't all be so lucky.
You're making me sweat about my forehead.
We'll get to it later, Mo. I promise.
Oh, good.
Unless, again, I'm sidetracked by looking at that glorious forehead.
I mean, just...
Hey, look at that thing!
Hi.
Woo!
She's shiny.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Is there anything more on brand than having an ex that you just like to roast in hindsight? Well, that's the question that @SavageMomLife1 on Instagram is questioning, because she found a prompt on social media that absolutely had me and her in stitches. She was asking people, if you had to describe your ex as a clothing brand, how would you describe them?
Describe your ex as a clothing brand. Oh my. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna sit this one out. But I can't wait to hear what y'all got to say to the comments.
Tommy Hilfiger, because he'll figure a way out to, to lie about anything. Ross, oh my God, these are going to have me. Ross, because I sell for all. And Janelle, because he was trying to be hers. And Gerber, because he's still a mama's boy now. Timu. Product is not as pictured.
There you go.
Forever 21, because he refuses to grow up. Y'all are sending me. Gian, cute, but run slow. IKEA, complicated instructions, a lot of work, and missing pieces. TJ Maxx, paid the max, got the minimum. Ouch. Nike, constantly just doing it with someone else. Goodwill, because he's been handed down a lot.
Oh, dang.
Ruthless. I have to say, there needs to be a TikTok creator fund for people who have those comments, because I'm telling you, sometimes the comments are funnier than the videos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely they are.
Yeah. People are funny. You open it up and it's like, where did you come from?
And now the
comedians.
Now the fact that people are making, getting viral from just reading other people's comments is a whole other level.
So we assigned ourselves to try to come in here with some of our brands for some of our exes also. Okay, I got three, and in no particular order, right? Dyson sucks air out of any room it's in. a different one, Land Rover, super expensive, high maintenance, and has reliability issues.
Oh, my God.
And this one is a product in general. Dishwashing cleaning tablets, they don't work.
Okay, I have a couple. Some of these are for my friend's exes, but still on brand nonetheless. Crocs. We defended him because he was practical, but deep down, we all knew he was ugly.
Oh, damn. Very good. Very good.
Shein, cheap, mass-produced, and only good for a short time before they fell apart.
Yeah, that's facts.
Abercrombie. Looked good from far away, but up close just had a lot of drama and wore way too much perfume.
We used to call that good from far, far from good.
Yeah. All right, I had Payless, because that's what she attempted to do every time as the relationship went on. Victoria's Secret, because her and Victoria kept one. She was always lying. And Adidas, because thank God, three stripes you out.
So funnily enough, she and I had a similar one because I watched the first part of the video, but not the last part of the video. So I did Nike because he did it with just a lot of other side pieces and not me. Then I have Ugg because the girl he cheated on me with was ugly. And then lastly, Ralph Lauren, because every time I think about him, I want a Ralph.
Not positive experiences.
No.
All right, so today is Thursday, and we call this follow-up Thursday for a reason, where you guys hit us up and you're like, Burt Show. You usually go to thebertshow.com. Hey, whatever happened to blankety blank blank? We do the homework and we give you guys updates and some closure today on follow-up Thursday.
All right, so Karen was upset that her husband got a Valentine's Day card for his work wife. So she reached out to us because she was upset. She found a Target bag in the closet with Valentine's gifts, including a card for her, but the bag also contained a mass-produced work wife Valentine's Day card for his female coworker. Yeah, apparently they make these. She never had a reason to be jealous until finding this card. Now, the majority of us agreed that this was inappropriate, suggested, she have an honest conversation with him. Karen confronted him by putting the card on the kitchen island while he was eating breakfast. Her husband initially got mad at her for snooping, and then he tried to dismiss the card as just a joke. The tension between the two progressed. Karen was unsure of how to move forward. So what ultimately did she do?
The update. Hi, Burt Show. I've been chewing on what happened after we last spoke for a while, so I'm happy to share an update because I need to know if I'm just overreacting. Because somehow this whole Valentine's Day, quote-unquote, work wife situation got even worse. But everyone's acting like I'm being crazy. My husband and I were fine after I ripped up the card. We weren't lovey-dovey or anything, but I knew we would come around and have a real conversation about what had happened and why I felt so strongly about this whole work wife on Valentine's Day thing. Well, I didn't get the chance because the next day, my husband brought home a card from Mrs. Workwife addressed to me. He genuinely apologized for not listening to me and told me that when he let his work wife know that he had planned on gifting her a joke card for Valentine's Day, she sided with me. She even told me he was being thoughtless. Mm. Sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt so relieved and accepted his apology. Then I opened the card. The card was a cheeky, quote-unquote, happy divorce-themed card where Mrs. Workwife had taken the time to write a sarcastic petition for an office divorce from my husband.
Oh.
At the very end, she wrote, quote, "And happy Valentine's Day from this quote-unquote ex to his real wife."
Ooh.
"Who deserves all the flowers from her husband that I know loves her very much."
Man, she's being an ally, big-time ally here.
Does this sound cute? Because it really annoyed me. The entire card was chock full of little inside jokes between them, random bits of information she included about him, like his favorite snack that he eats midday, how he always hums the theme song to Breaking Bad, and that he always signs off on emails with "best." She even wrote out his middle name so that she could sign it for their fake divorce. My husband claimed she was trying to make a joke, but I sincerely think she was asserting her dominance. We get it. You know my husband. Why are you making it so weird? This inevitably became another argument with my husband, who thinks I'm totally overreacting. But how would you feel if you were in my shoes? Now I'm not even certain that I do trust her around him. Best, Karen.
I love that she signed it best, like her husband. All right, so I validate everything you're feeling. I would be feeling the same way. However, I do think the quote-unquote work wife was trying to make a joke of stuff and was trying to smooth it over and thought, you know, let's do this and ha ha ha, this will move past it, whatever. You know, jokes are subjective. One person might find a joke hilarious. Another person might find it extremely offensive. And I think that's the case we got ourselves in right now. But at this point, I feel like you just need to like dismiss the work wife, not have anything else to do with her, and just focus on the relationship with your husband.
Yeah, I think the smarter thing for the work wife or the ex-work wife for her to do, she should have just backed up and not made a bigger deal out of this. But I think for whatever reason, you almost want him, you want to catch him in something, because I think it would be easier or more comfortable than living in this kind of ambiguity of, is something going on? I can't tell if something's going on. He's saying nothing's going on, but it feels like something's going on. So I feel like you have this confirmation bias where you're seeing this little card that she's given you. And because you want that ambiguity to go away, you almost want to believe that there's something going on, because that'll make that discomfort go away. But I think you're just looking for reasons to start a fight so you can get rid of that discomfort. So I think you got to take a deep breath. I think you need to make a therapy appointment and have an objective outside mental health professional look at this, because I think you're making a bigger deal out of it than it needs to be.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to do something that dudes do all the time, which is very difficult for a woman to do. Take this at face value. There might not be anything else there. It is right in front of you. She's breaking up with your husband. I didn't read it as passive aggressive until the email went on.
I'm honestly shocked that the husband even brought it to his wife. I feel like I would have saw that as something that was going to make it worse and wouldn't even have done it.
Well, see, and that's where I wouldn't be so much mad at her, because she doesn't know you like that. But your husband should know you.
You would think.
Your husband should know what kind of joke you can and cannot take. So when he received that from his work wife, he just should have thrown it away instead of bringing it home for you to read.
Right.
If he really knew his wife, he would know this ain't going to go over well with her.
Right.
The Burt Show.
Chris, Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Austin is starting to establish that she might be the number one fundraiser for Burt's Big Adventure. Okay, it was just last week that you were dancing around in your underwear.
Your underwear.
My underwear.
That sounds, doesn't sound right.
It sounds worse when we say it was my underwear.
It sounds wild. Yeah. It does, absolutely.
Like, let this wash over you. I put on my boss's underwear and danced in the break room of our office.
Yep.
to risky business.
I would say the context of how you got the underwear makes it better, but it doesn't.
Let's let it linger. Right?
And it was risky business indeed.
Yeah, right? This was the difference between being in radio and being an accountant, right? You can't do that in your office. So if you weren't listening earlier this morning, I find myself a little distracted this morning. I'm having just one of those ADHD moments. And I look over at Kristen again this morning, and her forehead is the most pristine thing I have ever seen. And it was a follow-up. Yeah.
I've never been catcalled from my forehead before.
It was a follow-up from a conversation we had last night. I took a picture with her. We were out. I posted it, a selfie. And looking at that picture, I'm like, this is 24-year-old Kristen here. How is this even freaking possible? And I'm the one that posted it, so I knew it wasn't a filter.
Yep.
And then I started getting DMs from people going, oh my God, what is Kristen doing? She looks that young. And then she comes in this morning, and it's almost like every time I look at her, I can hear the angels sing when I'm looking at her forehead. It looks so good. So good.
Thanks.
And she told us it's like next level Botox.
Yeah, it's Daxxify. It's a little more potent last 6 months.
Dude. It's so good, man.
It's what I've been doing at Atlanta Face and Body.
It's so good. It's making everything around you look younger. So Kristen, between breaks, says God bless you for the kids.
For the kids. I'm a radio soldier. I thought I told you. Would you like to offer up my forehead for advertisement space on The Burt Show?
That's okay. Very nice of you.
It's so sweet. So,
it's prime real estate, right?
Very sweet.
And it's so, I mean, it really is prime real estate right now. I can't even look you in the eyes. It's so beautiful.
I'll make sure to keep my hair back. And, you know, she's not the biggest forehead, but there is enough for your company logo. There's enough for your company logo for the duration of the show. So what I'm offering you today on my quote-unquote pristine forehead.
Oh, wait, do we have the Shark Tank theme? Can you break that out here real quick? Because, I mean, we are going to be making offers.
Since, you know, Bert is so mesmerized by my forehead. I was jokingly during the commercial break saying, well, maybe we need to start an OnlyFans for her. That seems to make the most sense. Mm-hmm. However.
You think there are
no sense, literally.
Forehead fetishes?
Oh.
Absolutely. I'm sure. People fart in bottles and stuff. That has to be.
It's a good point. Yeah.
So what I'm offering you today is a prime real estate spot on my forehead from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the Burt Show. I don't know if you know this, but we have cameras on us at all times. When we are speaking into a mic, it activates the camera and then the camera's on you. So on this pristine, smooth. Your logo is going to go on so smooth and so easy. You can have your company logo or any, you know what? As long as it's not profanity, I'll let you put whatever you want on my forehead. Wait a second. Family friendly advertisements.
So it's a billboard.
It is. We're turning my forehead into a billboard. Consider my forehead your NASCAR.
Okay.
And you can just logo it up.
Okay, let's knock this out this morning. Okay, if you're listening right now, 1-855-BIRCHO.
Yes.
We can start the bidding now, and then we can do it again next hour. The highest bid, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And the money, did you say, is going to Burt's Big Adventure?
I think it should.
Okay, the money's going to go to Burt's Big Adventure, so you could put anything on her forehead. It could be, if you're listening right now, it could be.
Sounds crazy.
It could be the logo to your business.
Yes.
Maybe you want to send a message to an ex.
Like a breakup gram.
Yeah.
It's over. Whatever message. And just so you know, like, this is like the cameras are on us. So your logo will be featured on the Burt Show's YouTube channel.
Yep.
Your logo will be featured on the Burt Show's Instagram page, Facebook page, TikTok page. And then any video that we post, we always tag the other members if they happen to be in on the conversation. So then they share to their social media. The ripple effects of my forehead are going to be huge here for you.
Absolutely. 1-855-BIRCHO if you want to be one of the first to make a bid on Kristen's forehead. I love our job today.
Yes. Yeah. You are responsible for getting me said logo, though. All right.
Okay.
And so we'll figure out the logistics.
You won't believe how hard I'm going to work on this one.
But again, from 6 a.m. until you get 4 hours of advertisement space on my forehead.
It could be a message to your husband or your wife. I love you, Sam.
Yeah.
And she'll put it right there on her forehead.
And it will stay on there, like I said, for the duration of the show.
Can your tagline be, we call it a forehead, but it's really a tin?
We'll workshop that.
Okay.
I'm not mad at it, though. All right.
Look, this could be for any business also. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, good morning. You're going to be the very first to make a pitch to use Kristen's forehead as a billboard.
Yes. I would love to do a breakup for $50.
$50 for $50. A breakup.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, $50. I mean, again, this is going to be on all of our videos. So, and this is going to live for a while online. So let's not underscore.
It'll live forever online. Yeah. Wait, I want to know what this person did to deserve a breakup on the Burt Show Facebook page.
Well, I moved out of state. Came back, and when I moved out of state, she was cheating on me the whole time. I was out of the state for 4 months.
That's a good reason.
This is good. So what would you like printed on Kristen's forehead?
I'm still figuring that out.
Okay.
What about?
We're still figuring it out also.
What if we photoshopped a photo of your soon-to-be ex and her lover, and we put it on Kristen's forehead?
Dang.
All right, so the bid is starting at $50. I do believe my forehead is worth more than $50.
Can't we do this multiple days? I just want this for kicks and giggles.
I'm with it every day.
I'm a little surprised that Matt right now is the only caller.
I mean,
when you think of all the businesses.
The advertising is like, what we need is for somebody to tally up what the potential promotional cost would be for you to have your company logo on my forehead.
We would probably have to call Vicky down the hall and go like, look, if you were sincerely selling this, and quite frankly, because of the lack of money Cumulus is getting right now, I'm shocked they haven't thought of this themselves.
To put logos on our forehead.
I'm stunned. I know Odyssey right now is going, oh, we should have thought of that.
Why haven't we been selling our talents for it? We've been missing all this revenue for years.
All of them in here we can use.
This will definitely go down as non-traditional revenue.
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure. This is NTR all the way.
Okay, Matt, hold on one second. I want to put you on hold. I'm going to talk to Devin. Think about what you would put on her forehead, and I'll come back to you in like 60 seconds, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on one second. Devin, what would you like to advertise on Kristen's forehead?
I would like to advertise a poop emoji with sunglasses and a toilet paper roll with an angry face. It's for our plumbing company. Those are our mascots, I guess. We have them on our trailers.
Okay. What is the name of the plumbing company?
It's Honest Abe Plumbing.
Honest Abe. And she wants a picture of the poop emoji.
Uh-huh.
You said with sunglasses, correct?
Yes.
Of course.
The poop emoji's got sunglasses, and then the toilet paper has either got its tongue sticking out.
Okay.
Or it's got like an angry face.
Right.
Either one.
Because it's caused the clog, which is why Honest Abe Plumbing Company has to come in and get rid of it, right?
Yes. And in the front of our trailer, they have boxing gloves on.
Okay.
And they're fighting each other.
The poop
so
and.
That's another option, too.
Okay. The poop and the toilet paper are fighting each other with boxing gloves.
That's incredible.
I do want to establish here, while a pristine forehead for sure, it's not that big.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So we're going to have to probably alter this logo.
Yeah.
What's your bid for Kristen's forehead?
It started at 50, right?
Yeah.
Let's go 150.
150.
Oh, right.
Now we're talking, Devin. Now we're talking.
Okay, for Honest Abe Plumbing. Hold on one second.
Make sure somebody's keeping track of these, please. Yeah. Katie?
Marina, good morning. Kristen is willing to put the logo of your company or whatever else you want on her billboard forehead.
Yep.
Well, good morning, everyone. I don't have anything as funny as plumbing or a breakup, just my company logo and a business website underneath.
Yeah. What is the business?
It's a language, medical interpreter training.
Okay. It's medical what?
Medical interpreting.
Medical interpreting.
Okay. And how much is your bid for Kristen's forehead?
I'd be going for
$250.
All right.
Yeah, now we're talking.
We're getting there.
$250. Again, I want to say that this doesn't have to be necessarily a business logo. You can put any message you want on there.
Not profanity, because, you know, no, FCC.
Right. Good morning, Justin. You were on the Burt Show. What you willing to pay for Kristen's forehead?
So I think I can up it to about $300.
All right.
Here we go. $300 for what on my forehead, Justin?
So my wife has a Airbnb management and cleaning service, and her logo has a trash can on it.
Wait.
So I think that'll draw some attention.
So a trash can on your forehead.
For his wife's Airbnb cleaning company.
Well, it's just not a trash can for the logo, but the trash can is in the logo.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your bid?
He said 300 out the gate.
300. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Looking out for his wife's business. I love that.
I know. There's a little heart to that one.
Yeah.
Look, now they're coming in.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, Cameron, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. How much are you willing to pay for Kristen's? Look at that thing. Shiny, pristine, wrinkle-less.
No woman wants to hear she has a shiny forehead. It's glowing.
It's glowing. But it's the way the lights are shining off of it that will highlight your logo or message. Hey, Cameron.
Good morning. I want to bid $350 for my business, the Poo Dude.
Excuse me? Well, there is a theme here.
Come on, what's going on? What's it all about?
They know me. They know me so well. Okay. I'm so proud.
What is it your company does?
I scoop dog poop out of people's yards.
Oh, man.
It's nice. It's necessary.
He's the Poo Dude.
I might even add to this one.
Yeah.
I'm not
poo
sure.
Poo Dude.
I might take money out of my own pocket for this one.
My man.
Cameron, that's amazing.
And Cameron, your bid again was how much?
$350.
All right, I'm going to add $150 to that one.
All right.
Okay, so $500 is where we're at right now, if that's the one we end up going.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like, because we are just workshopping this one as we go, like in a true auction, you need to be able to give the other companies a chance to, like, rebid.
Well, they're going to have to call back. Okay.
They're still on the line.
Yeah, hold on 1 sec, Cameron. I want to go back to Matt. Now that he's had a chance to think about the message he would put on your forehead to his cheating ex. Okay, Matt, what do you got?
I'll be honest with you. After we're going up to 500, the poop can take it.
My man phoned it.
Matt, I will put your cheating ex on my forehead for $50. I just upped the real estate so that we can let your ex know it is time. Matt, the relationship's over.
Did you hear that? That Abby will, for $50, put the ex and whatever you want on her forehead.
Oh, I'll take it.
Okay. He's like, a win is a win.
Your forehead is Groupon.
Oh, you got the Temu forehead. Yeah. And this is why you need Daxify.
All right, so we're at 500 now. Next hour we can do it again. I'll tell you what, I might just go plus $1 on anybody that comes in because I like that one so much.
The Poo Dude. That's
pretty solid.
You're putting poop on your forehead. You know?
Man, that's...
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.